So I saw that you were trained properly, right? And it looked like you changed location and you were being reluctant to taking up the things of God again. So is that you? Ah, okay. So welcome to church. Yeah, I thought it was your parent that probably trained you. Yes. Years ago. Beautiful. Welcome to church. What's the name? John. Welcome to church. Let's say welcome to church, John. We love you, Brother John. Hallelujah. As soon as you walked there, I just said, this is somebody who is trying to run away from they planted your leg somewhere. They've established your leg. You're supposed to be following that path. And they're saying, you're looking for money. Say, yeah, hallelujah. This morning, let's agree in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your spirit that you have so richly given unto us upon your resurrection. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We ask and receive this morning that the truth of your word is to be accurate. With clarity, with precision, there is no confusion, no contradiction. Our hearts are receptive to receive the word of truth this morning. And we declare and decree into today's meeting as saints, we are edified and Christ alone is glorified. Hallelujah. You've come in contact with certain people that you should have changed the course of their lives, but you neglected it. Right, there are certain relationships that God has brought your way in the last few months into years that it was for a reason, right? But I trust that in the coming days you have the strength, right? Say, I have the strength. Yes, in the coming days you have the strength in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All right, faith and folly. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're looking at faith and folly, right? And one of the things we are trying to establish is how to deal with life as a whole. How to deal with life as a whole. Sister Sharon, so good to see you. 1 Corinthians 13. Look at 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Look at what Paul says in verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away what? Childish things. When I was a man, what? I put away childish things. Are there two things or two aspects of life that people can have regarding Paul in 1 Corinthians 13? Right? Childish, is that correct? And man, can we say adult? Yeah? A singer from part of the world where I come from says, adulthood seems to be a... Okay. Adulthood seems to be. Sister Tosi, why do you always know all these songs? You know all these songs. You know the intricacies of the song. How do you know that was a song on my mind? Adulthood is. Okay, you are not based here. No wonder. You are not based here. That's correct. All right. So say adulthood. You know, the truth is that as you grow in life, you know, like I said on Wednesday, it's easy to grow tall, but not easy to grow up. Right? You can grow tall and not grow up. Right? You know, have you seen big babies before? Eh? There are people who you can term as big babies. That means they've grown tall, right? But they've not grown up. Growing up requires a lot of intentionality. Right? Like I would always say, right? For instance, myself as a pastor, the things I said 5 years ago, I still say them today, but differently. The way I handle situations 5 years ago, I still handle them today, but differently, right? That is to say, I'm growing. There are certain things I would have said 10 years ago, right? I will still say those kind of things again today, but the fact remains that I am growing. So whilst I'm growing tall, I'm also growing up, yeah? Which one is more important, growing tall or growing up? Growing up is more important too. Because you see, in the Bible also teaches that it's better you keep quiet and people don't know that you are a fool. And for you to open your mouth and people confirm, you know, the Bible is so complete. Imagine you open your mouth and say, I can confirm of the truth, you are truly a fool. Just because you open your mouth, it's better people just assume, you know, I don't know where I can place you. But you see, let's just keep going. But you just say, eh, and they say, ah, that's a fool talking. I know when a fool talks, you know, right? You know, I hope you know that even fools know when fools talk. I hope you know. Other fools know when foolish people talk. So Paul says, when I was a child, right, I behaved like a child. So we said Paul had to grow up, right? We now went through Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1 to 9. Ecclesiastes 3 verse 1 to 9, speaking about time and season for different things. Times and seasons for different things. times and seasons. So there's a time to break, there's a time to build, there's a time to, you know, grow, and there's a time to build capacity. There's a time to come into reality of the capacities you've built, right? And I said over time that a lot of times what you call overnight success is actually an opportunity meeting preparation. Are we correct? Yeah. Nobody wakes up and all of a sudden, you know, becomes, you know, successful, right? Even if that is what it seems like, the truth remains that that is opportunity meeting what? Preparation. Hallelujah. Are you getting yourself prepared? That's the question. Are you getting yourself prepared for the days ahead? Are you building capacity, right? Are you building capacity for your life? Are you getting yourself strengthened? Are you getting yourself strengthened for the days ahead? Are we together? So a lot of times you will realize that you need to ensure that you don't use your time today, right, to joke around. You have to use your time today to build for what? Tomorrow. Are we here? Use your time today to build for tomorrow, right? You know, like I said as well, growth is never by chance. Is that correct? Yeah? Growth is never by chance. Right? Growth is never by chance. It's a resulting effect of various forces working collaboratively. Collaboratively. Is that correct? Or collaboratively? Collaboratively. Sorry. You get the English. Yeah? So growth is never by chance. It's a resulting effect of various forces working collaboratively. That was together. Right? Yeah? You know, there are some people who they cannot lift things that are heavy. But they can go to the gym and build capacity, then come back and lift that which is heavy. Is that correct? Yeah? There are things I couldn't lift 4 years, 5 years ago, but there are things I can lift right now. Yeah? There are things I cannot lift right now, 5, 10 years from now. I should be able to lift that. But imagine a day, for instance, in my home, there's something that needs to be lifted up. Right? And ideally, if I had built strength, I'll be able to lift it up. But that opportunity came and I can't lift it up. Why? Because I've not built the strength over time. So it means that every time you have in your life, always be intentional about what you do with your time. We said time can be viewed from two perspectives. In the Greek language and, you know, Latin and all the other languages apart from English, there are different words that can be used to communicate certain truths. For instance, if I say I love you and I say I love this keyboard and I say I love God, I use the same word, what? Love. Right? But I'm communicating three different types of feelings. Are we together? Right? But you see, when it comes to the Greek and the Hebrew and, you know, the Latin words and all those things, you will see different words used to communicate different things. For instance, time. Are we together? Right? We will leave the house at 3:55 a.m. Right? What time of the year is this? The same word time, I'm talking about two different things, right? Now, in the Greek, you realize that there are two words for the word time, right? One is, we saw it on Wednesday, one is what? Chronos, is that correct? And the other is what? Kairos, right? What is Chronos? Chronos deals with what? Chronology, chronological events. So after May, what do you have? June. After June, what do you have? July. After winter, what do you have? No. After winter, you have after spring, after summer, after autumn. So that's time, chronology, right? If I ask one of you to come and stand here and preach today, right? That is time, but as per opportunity. Are we together? That's what you call kairos, right? A lot of times, what you do with chronos time is what will make your kairos time look like a success. Did you hear what I just said? What you do with your chronos time is what will help your kairos time look like a success. What you do with your chronos time is what will help your kairos time look like a success. So the question is, are you building capacity? Are you building capacity? Yeah, like I would always tell you, right? Yeah. Pastoring a church is not what I saw myself do at this stage of my life. Or let's assume, pastoring a church, maybe not in the UK, or I didn't even see myself, you know, pastoring a church at this time. I knew I was going to end up in ministry and pastoring, but not as quick as life brought it my way, right? Yeah. Now, there was a moment, right, that the founder, my father, for instance, would have passed into glory, right? But that next moment became what you call kairos. Time created an open window, which is an opportunity, right? And I stepped into it. Like I'd always, right? I was seated in church, you know, when right in front of me, my dad will slump, right? And the moment he slumped, I rushed to support him. And as soon as I supported him, I started pastoring from then till now, right? You know that there's a way my life would have gone that when that happened, we'll close church down. But guess what? After that, we even opened another church. Right? That means I have done effectively well with, I've done well with what you call prolos over the years. Right? I didn't have the time to sit down to study. Are we together? Right? Like I'd always tell you, right? I was rushing, going to the hospital every single day. You know, I was in the hospital for about 2 months plus, almost three. Right? And still, you know, working as well, also pastoring. If I had not built strength before that time came, the truth is that God's palace will not be where it is today. Yeah? In fact, interestingly, over 90 to 95% of the members of the church even left church. That's easier for me to close up. Are we together? It's not easier. After all, nobody's even in the church. Yeah? But guess what? That was not an opportunity to close church. It was an opportunity to what? Get together and keep up with the legacy that I started. But that could only happen because over the years, I'd ensured that my hours were not used for frivolities. Did it mean I didn't used to play? No. It just meant that in my play, I knew that there's something about my destiny. There's something about my life. You know, sometimes we are always aiming to look for what is ahead for tomorrow, but not preparing today for tomorrow. We're looking forward to seeing, you know, we did an example on Wednesday, is that correct? When I asked Brother Olamide to come and sit in front, right? And we saw different things come sit on his lap. And what happened? He didn't have the strength to handle it. But you could have called one of those things. We said one of those things was like beautiful house, beautiful career, beautiful job, right? But he didn't have the capacity to withstand the force. Are we together? A lot of times you are fixed. Do you know that even if prophecies go ahead of you, there's a lot of effort you need to put into your life. You know the song, and there is prophecy over me. I will not feel my cause, or something like that. I will not, you know the song I'm talking about, right? Oxidal, you don't know this one because it's not worldly. He's not worldly, that's why. Yeah, there is prophecy over me. No matter, you know, if you wake up today, you know, even if 50 pastors lay hands on you, right, and say tomorrow you will get a job, your number or your email has to first be within the repository of companies that are looking for people to employ. Are we here? Yeah? Yeah? You don't just say, You know, so yes, people say, they just got my number. I don't know where they got it from. We believe in the supernatural. I understand. No, now, but they got it somewhere. You tell me it's not with your CV. No. Okay, since your life, we've not created CV. There is something you've done. Right? So, I'm a man of prophecy. Yeah, I'm beautiful. It's good to wage war with those words. Wage war. Paul will remind Timothy, remember the words that were said to you by prophecy, right? Don't forget it, but there's a waging war with prophecy, right? So it means that there are things in your life that you will do, right? It's just like Abraham. Prophecies went ahead, right? That he would have a child. Are we together? What did Abraham need to do? Abraham did not need God to tell him, go and sleep with your wife. He didn't need that. Are we together? The only scenario that, you know, took away that, you know, pattern of procreation from humanity is the one about Jesus. And it's one in a lifetime. I'm not expecting another Jesus again. Right? If it's that Jesus had not come at this time, right? Maybe if a prophet says you will have a child this time next year, then we can assume maybe your husband should not touch you. Right? But if it is that in the real sense, Jesus has come, it means there are certain things your husband will do. Right? You know, there are certain things you begin to eat. Is that correct? There are certain things you begin to take. You know, there's something called folic acid. Right? There's something called, you know, iron tablet for, you know, people who need to build their iron. All those things are part of the things that will balance the fulfillment of the prophecy. Right? So if somebody comes and says to you that I see you as a billionaire next week, imagine you just leave this place and just go into your car. They see me as a billionaire. Let me just go and what? Sleep. What happened Monday morning? People are going to work. Say, you are going again today. Take care. Have a good week. Yeah. Friday again, they meet you. You know, sometimes you see some men. Eh? How can you, as a man, right, be tying? You know, call rapper. Eh? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You are tying rapper by 11 a.m. and you are doing it to mistake. That's not now. If you are working from home, that is different. You are nothing that is inside the home. Nothing you are doing from the home. Yeah, I just say, hello. We just trust God. I just trust God. Let me tell you, it's good to trust God. Yeah, but don't forget, life is not only about the supernatural. Let me use the same example I used again, Brian. Because please come again, right? So walk from there towards me on one leg, like you did on Wednesday.
Yep.
So go back again and walk with your two legs. Which is easier? The two legs. Which do you prefer?
Two legs.
Which was more comfortable?
Two legs.
Right? So I gave an example. I said, imagine one of the legs had to do with the supernatural and the other one has to do with natural. So God is expecting that we use the combination of the what? Supernatural and the natural to fulfill our course on the earth. What do a lot of believers do? And they are sweating. Please sit down. Right? Yeah, I just slipped. I sprained my ankle yesterday when I was playing football. So when I leaped, I just remembered that. Yeah? So, you have to ensure that life brings a balance. So it's both the supernatural and the natural. So God washed away our sins, but didn't wash away our brains. He didn't wash away our ability to think. So should a Christian think? Yes. You know, you can want to get married to someone, and while you tell people, I'm going to pray about it, you can also say, I'll think about it. But together, you know, some of us want to always sound all supernatural and spooky alone. Yeah? That brother, God said, you are my husband. God said, you are my wife. And let's assume the one that God said, you want to have 10 children. That person said, the lady said, I don't want my body to change. So I don't want to give it. Are you ready to adopt? You now in your mind say, no, I'm not ready to adopt though. But I'm going to pray for God to change your mind. Why? You understand? 10 children is powerful. You know, if people want to just have, you know, there's some ways they went growing up. My children's around my table. You don't know that song? You know it, eh? What's the continuation now? You are giving the interlude though. That says a lot of, I know the Lord of those power. I don't ask you for that one. What's the next line after the first line? My children surround my table. I shall see my children's children. That says the Lord of hosts. Eh? So your children surround the table. That's why you want to now go and build 11 children around you. So that as you are walking, you know that 20 people are coming with you. You know, so you know what some people give birth to 20 children? They say the probability of success is limited, so they want to increase the chances. So they want to increase the challenge. So if you give birth to 11, at least bad as a bad one. One. Say one. Don't help you that 11, they look like minus 11. God help you. Right? So the question is, in life, there is faith and there's that which seems stupid. Right? I'm not going to go there, but I'll give an example. Remember in Exodus chapter 1, when Pharaoh asked the midwives to kill the children, the male children that were born of the Israelites. How many of you have heard Hebrew women delivery? Yeah? Eh? And some people still pray to today. As you go into the labor room, you will give birth like the Hebrew women. Do you understand that in that narrative, that's a false teaching? Right? Yeah, we looked at that over time in church. Is that correct? Yeah? So what is Hebrew women? You say, before the midwives come to the house, before coming to the labor room, you've already given birth. Yeah, somebody will now wake up and lie to you. That, you see, as I went into the labor room, right, I just printed out the baby before the midwives were even to get the injection. I just wrapped the baby together and just covered that, and I'm done. Cheers. Someone will now tell you, I have the anointing for the Hebrew woman delivery, right? And what is the narrative teaching from Exodus chapter 1? What happened? The king said, because these guys are like, you know, second-class citizens in our nation, the more they build themselves within our community, if war breaks out in our community, they might decide to join our enemies to fight us. So Egypt was saying the Israelites were in their home. If war breaks out between Egypt and, let's say, Ethiopia or any other country, the Pharaoh was scared that the Israelites will join the Ethiopians. So what did he say? Midwives come, let's have a meeting. They sat together, right? And he said, you see, when you see a woman that's an Israelite, Hebrew woman, and she's about to give birth, watch. Once you see is a boy, kill the boy. we saw one, yeah? Once she sees a boy, kill the boy. Once she sees a lady, allow her to leave. Why? Because they counted strength in their world by the number of boys and men. Are we together? Right? And what now happened? Bible now records in Exodus 21, all the way in verse 14, 15, 16, 17, all the way downwards. It says, the Hebrew men feared the Lord, and they could not do that wicked thing that Pharaoh asked them to do. So what did the Hebrew women do? When they went into the labor room and the women gave birth, what would they say? They would keep the boy. They would say, take care of the boy, take care of the boy. When they go back to Pharaoh, Pharaoh now asks, why are the boys still living? What did the women say? Before we even got to them to help them to give birth, they've already given birth on their own and they hid their children. Are you following now? Right? And what now happened? Pharaoh now said, oh, the truth, you know, you're lying. That's the Hebrew woman narrative. What's the truth? No, now. The Hebrew women were laboring. It's called labor room for a reason. You know, when you finish school, you say, I don't want to labor market, I'm going to favor market. My dear brother, my dear sister, you've not applied for a job before. No, leave Nigeria and come here and apply for a job. Then you know it's labor market. When you first do 9-to-9 shifts on job application alone, you will know you're in the labor market. Your body will tell you. Yeah? It gets to a point you cannot even pay your bill. You have to look for another job to do so that at least you'll be able to ask her to apply. You will know it's labor market. Why can't you have a labor market that you experience favor? Are we together? You can experience favor in a labor market. It's not one or the other. No, I don't. That's why you see them. You see a lot of us, not them, a lot of us, sorry. Yeah? You know, I'll give an example. I was talking about on the Wednesday. So one of the people I met in, you know, my trip I went around, you know, for, I just used my gym tire about an hour on Thursday or so to, you know, to just bring some advice and admonition. So, you know, and I spoke to him for an hour and he said, I want to almost swear. He said, you are the first person giving me this amount of information without asking for money. So I kept talking. He kept saying, he kept waiting for the time when I'll call the amount for the kind of things I gave him. So at the first, I said, well, it is what it is. The truth is, I know that what I gave him, I charge for it. I charge proper hundreds of pounds for it, at least on the minimum. Right? But when did I start? I told you all on Wednesday. It wasn't on Wednesday I was talking about it. Why I stopped. When you see, you have somebody do their CV. After 3 weeks, you want to do touch base with them. How many jobs have I applied for? This market is tough. Okay, it's tough. How many jobs have I applied for? I just submitted my sixth one yesterday. What's the mindset you have when you think you are going to favor markets? You see, the word unfortunately needs to marinate in your heart. Let me tell you, learn it well. You know, if you are good with unfortunately, when you open an email, you know where to find unfortunately. I like the church of pastor. It's not that you already know, like inner witness, inward witness. You just from within, just I sense. That's where you know. They have so used to opportunity. Unfortunately, it's part of life. I won't dare say it. Unfortunately, it's part of not every day. Next week, congratulations. Next week, congratulations. No, that is not life. The only time you have congratulations every time and every week is only maybe, for instance, you are not doing anything with your life. So maybe the very few things, maybe very, very, very minimal things. But in life, you must learn how to eat it. You know, you can be coming to church in the morning. There are mornings I've been coming to, and I'm driving to church, I just open my phone like this, right? And that's why I stop opening emails before coming to church or opening anything before coming to church. That's why I'm just unfortunate. Maybe one interview, you've got it to fifth stage. And you two, you went to the interview, you thought to impress them. They ask you all the questions, you give them. And if that job doesn't come, they are racist. It's part of life. You know, some recruiters will call you and the tone they will use to speak to you, you will think you are the next baking, you are the next big bread. If you are the next, in fact, before breakfast, you are. So, oh, we're just looking for someone to fill up the space. Can you start in the next 2 weeks? You don't say, oh, well, yeah. So, in fact, I can start tomorrow. So, okay, that's fine. I'll connect you. You do the interview. You do this. You go for the interview first. You, in your mind, you'll not even prepare as much because the recruiter has already told you that this job. We want someone that can fill the position. Is your name someone? That means there'll be several options of someone, then they'll pick from the someone. Yeah? So eventually you find out that if you don't get your mind prepared for those days that seemingly disappointing days, you won't know how to go through life. Some people wallow in their defeats, right? So well that doesn't affect, allow them to progress. I'll say one more time. Some people wallow in their defeat. I know some of you say, Pastor, there's no defeat in Christ. Oga, madam, I know what I just said. Yeah, some people, unfortunately, it's not defeat. That's 2-0 now. They beat you now. If you have for a job and you don't get it, it's not 1-0 them. You're 0 now. Yeah? Yeah? So some people wallow in their failures, in quote, failures, or in their defeats, as it were, right? And in doing that particularly, they now use their energy to go through that phase, and it pauses their life. See, I'm not like that. Right? So in the real sense, you'll find out that you need to build capacity as much. I always tell you, right? Look at the trajectory of life. Where do you think we'll be 20 years from now? Where do you think we'll be 50 years from now? I hope you know that there will be very limited things that AI will not be able to do in 20, 30 years from now. I hope you know that. How are you building your qualification? If you want to study drama and theater, that's okay. Maybe that's your vision and your calling. That's okay. But if you think, you must always understand that in a pool of millions of people, only a few, how many actors can you name? Do you know that the number of actors in this world, it means more, you can say it's more than a human being. That's how much actors are. But how many actors do you know? You know, good directors will always tell you, right? That in the real sense, that, rather, when they're looking for a movie and they have a storyline, they look for the best character that fits. Some people get to come into limelight, right? By the opportunity that they present to them. I heard of a story of somebody who, for instance, the main actor was late to the stage, right? And they just asked him to just come on stage and come and act in place. And he did way more than what they were expecting from the main actor. And that's how he came out. But what happened? He has prepared himself over time. So, dear sir, what am I saying to you? Learn to use your time effectively. Not every day Netflix. Apportion your time. Do you know that if you start watching Netflix from now, I tell you for free that you will keep watching from now to December without a break, and you will have something to watch. New storyline. You will always have. And after you go on Netflix, and then some of you, is your money you're using to put yourself inside trouble. Use your money to pay for Sky. Eh? You still use your money to subscribe for Netflix. You still use your money to do for Apple TV and Amazon. You know, you still see free now. You still do your email. You still use your email for free now, right? You know everything you are subscribed for with your own money, and you still subscribe on your phone. No, Pastor, there's no time. Why did you go for evangelism this week, Pastor? You know, it is not true. It is not true. You know, we did it a few weeks ago. Check your phone every week. How many hours average do you spend? You see, life is not waiting for anybody. Some of us think that, you know, when we pause life pauses. It will shock you. I hope you know, if you graduated 2023, yeah, there's a new set of graduates that are forthcoming in the next 2 weeks now, or maybe they are finishing their dissertation. Yeah, if you graduate now, in another 6 months, there is a new set of people who are doing the course that you finished. Life is moving. How old are you becoming? I hope you know you're not growing younger. Build capacity. Some of us were using our money for the wrong thing. We saw that on Wednesday. Use your money to pay for courses, not any other course. There's some courses are like course. Yeah, there's some courses that you know that will be relevant. Go and look at the AWS courses. Go and look at the AI related courses. Go and look at certifications. Go and look at some, you know, major courses that will be relevant and get yourself involved with it. It's part of life. I believe strongly you can have a balanced life in ministry and a balanced life in your career. All together. Yeah, a brother was in my house a few weeks ago, right? He's from Ireland, right? Yeah, both parents, Ireland, Irish, all his generation, Irish and all of that. So he was asking me a question and he said, what's my ideology? He said, is there any time in my life where I'll eventually go into full-time ministry? I like those kind of questions. So, like I always ask people, what I'm doing now, is it half-time? You say I'm sweating under the ACO. Yeah? You think I like to wear suits? Yeah? What I'm doing, is it half-time? What is more fuller? But whilst I understand what he's trying to say is that my source of income will be, you know, this life, you can't satisfy people. You know, even if my source of income is church, there's some kind of lifestyle we live that they'll say, I'm just using church money. Yeah, you know, there's a song that I was training recently. We'll bomb the world. We'll spend the billion. One man asked his children to bring billion. You are fighting. One man said, I want 10 of my children to bring 1 billion each. No! They brainwash. Do you know what it is to brainwash somebody with £500,000? They brainwash you. they wash your brain. Please, I want to look for why they are brainwashing people like that. Let me go there now so they can. Because it's not about. Do you know how many business decisions you would have made to be able to have £500,000 to give to one project in a church? You got 3 homes, oh. Say, you say, and the same people, we burn the world, transform the nation. We will hear well done. People will just come and hear well done now. People will tell them the well done. We burn the billions. We'll spend the billions. We'll spend for Jesus. So why are you, somebody, a church has a project to come out to do. And God bless the man, Pastor Deboye. He said, I want 10 of my children. Are you his child? Even nephew, you are not close. The same child, you are not in the equation. What is to have to for 10 reasonable? Do you know how many business decisions you make to have £1 billion? I know that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, £1 billion, I understand. But you know what it means to have £1 billion? Do you know anybody who gives £500,000 this money? Leave it for them. No. They don't need to argue in this world. Just leave it for them. Wait, let me put for you in context. Our rent, where we pay rent in where we are living, is maximum, say you are paying expensive in this Edinburgh, 1.7. Let's say it's bad, 700 bedrooms. 1.7, 700 bedrooms. 1.7, that means if you put all the money you spend in a full year, multiply it by 10x, it's never up to £100,000. And some of us are, as they are paying the money, we are doing auto transfer to pay Amex, to pay Barclays Bank. Some of us have 5 credit cards, 5 different, and you are sorting it out. Next time again, by the time you go back to your main account, it's 0.74p, sorry. And you are seeing somebody has £500,000 to give the work of ministry. Where else should we be able to spend that kind of money for? Yeah, say no. So that's why I always say you cannot really satisfy people in this world. You can't. So if you are living for people, you are somehow close to a foolish person. That's a very good way to say it. If your life is for people, you want to impress people. Yeah, I want them to know I've arrived. You've not arrived anywhere. You are departing. You know, I don't want them to feel like. You know, I saw someone had finished washing me, and let me not talk about this story, Jerry. Yeah, some people, yeah, you don't want people to know the kind of job you are doing. Why? Is that not how you are feeding? You see, when you are doing something legally, use your full chest and do it. It's what you are doing, it's not who you are. How are we here? Some of us will pack 5 uniforms inside our bag and be going to. Maybe you're working in Audi. Why are you packing 5 uniforms? Why 5? When you step out, you look as if you were to go and buy something there. Oh, God, madam, you are working there. There's nothing wrong. And let me tell you, dear saints, I understand that people have different thresholds of different things they can accept. But don't program your mind to think that there's anything you cannot do as long as it's legal. Do you know what I just said? Don't program your mind to think, this one, can't do this one, no. As you see me like this, as long as it's legal, that will not use face mask to be checking. Is any gospel house member that is here? This face mask can do it. Well, like to lie. Yeah, when I came to this UK, for church, July 2022, right? Within the first 1 month, right? The truth is that I didn't have, by God's grace, we could have been okay for maybe 3 to 6 months. All things being equal. Yeah, would have been okay. Right? when the first month, as I was applying to job, one of the things I even saw, the major thing I was even seeing was opportunity to meet people to preach to them that were starting a church, right? I went to go and pick shifts. You know what they call shifts? Yeah? You know what they call shifts? You know, there's shift and there's shift. Yeah? This one, you wear white up, black tie, black trousers, black shoe, and waistcoats. When you go to where they are serving, you know, oh, you know this. You know this signal. It's a sign. The sign of end time. If you don't know it, you don't know it. Yeah. I remember when we first started working in that place. What's his name? Neil. Right? He'll say, you hold the plate like this. They communicate with their head. We'll be pushing ourselves. We'll roll around the table. We'll first look at the manager. He'll do like this. He'll first do like this. You see, you nod. We did it. That is what I was doing. That's not who I was. So there's nothing in my mind that says, anything that will make me provide for my family, with this hand, I will do it. As long as it's legal, remember. As long as it's legal, anything that will make me, as long as my wife will eat, I will eat, my daughter will eat. Who the one that will come back to the house and say, he has come again, no? What did he bring? Nothing. I will provide. So don't progress and say, this kind of job, no? A lot of us, I know some of my friends, when we first landed to the UK, the earth was the Lord, the earth is the Lord, I will not. It is the Lord. Which is, you are free. Are you not proud of your job now? Eh? It is the Lord. No. Anything is subject. No. No. I don't see in this world, apart from support. I don't understand. Wait, is support not anything? No. No. I don't know how to do care. Oh, no, not even from time my parents knew I was not caring. Where home office tell you have 16 days to go. You support them, support the supporters. Because you are going back soon. So, when you see people like that who are coming to locations like this, let them prepare in their mind. Don't say, there's nothing there. No, I can do anything. But see, no way. In fact, see, just prepare your mind to do anything legal for this world. You know why? A lot of people, wherever they are today, look, even you, where you are today, is that where you were 10 years ago? He wasn't. I was talking to someone the other day. So I was just, innocently just asked him, so what do you do? He beat around the bush. He explained the work. They gave me just a description. Actually, he told me the name. I said, wait, so why did you just say what you are doing? Be proud of what you are doing. You know, money is like I said on Wednesday, money is called currency because like current, it flows. It moves from point A to point B, right? I've seen people who had billions, millions yesterday, and they don't know how to feed today. And I know those who cannot feed today, right? Who could not feed yesterday, they are feeding nations today. Life is in faces. Say life is in faces. Life is in faces. So you need to always remember that life will always come with different seasons. Yeah? Like I said on Wednesday, right? For those of us who are privileged to be earning certain, no matter what you earn, like I said, always have something you are saving for. And learn to cut your clothes according to your... can't be your size, though. Cut your clothes according to your material because some of us need to go to the gym. Remember that statement? Yeah? Cut your clothes according to your material. Yeah, because of us need to hit the gym. Now, I dressed up this morning, right? And I wore a trouser. Three, four minutes before I, stepped into the car, you know, I wore the trouser, the thing could not buckle. I look at my wife, I say, I need to hit the gym. I've been going to gym, right? So what am I trying to do? I know the material I have in my house. I have to lose weight. Because if that trouser does not enter me, many more will not enter like that. And that means I need to go and spend more money to buy new clothes. So I need to hit the gym running. So if you call me tomorrow, I'm on the treadmill. Yeah? So that the trousers I have, I will not go and say I'm giving charity pre. You know, there's something you give charity and it's pre. There's time to give charity some clothes, and there's time you should know not to give charity. Wear it all. Because that money you use to buy new one to replace it, you can use it for something else. Right? So you need to learn to cut your materials according to your material. Right? Cut your clothes according to your material, not according to your stature. Right? So because we've allowed the praises of men to pump us up. So we are very pompous. No, I can't drive. No, you see, there's a kind of car I need to drive. And you know, some of us have the habit of using other people's properties to torment people. Why will you visit me and be snapping in front of my car? No, tell me why. Why should I visit you? And out of the whole spaces to snap, the best background is your Ferrari. Why? Do you understand? So people come to your house and the normal pictures they take, you the owner of the house, you've not even taken those kind of pictures in your life. You're saying flash. I'm wondering, what are they? Are these people, are they doing a survey or something? Only to go and what? Pepper people. You know, call pepper them gam. Pepper people on social media. That's why if you allow social media people to torment you, you are far free. Life has not. Why? You know, I told you earlier, people now started using 14 days cooling period to oppress people. You go and buy a car because you know you have 14 days to return the car. You first snap. You put your family at the back of the car. Everybody sit down, take selfie inside the car. Meanwhile, on the day of day 12, I don't like the sound of the engine. You now go and return the car and jump from bus back home. Who are you deceiving? You now use bus back home. Who are you deceiving? Can't I help you? One of your followers now sees you on the bus. It's not, you change your face, you change your direction. Sometimes you'll be walking up to see people and the way they'll just dodge and just enter one shop like that, you're like, who are you deceiving? Know your level, right? Know where you are. Be grateful for where God has brought you to. Be grateful for where you know you will get to. But you see, in the moment, don't allow anybody to oppress you. And you too, don't oppress people. Don't oppress people. Don't always try to explain people's success. You know, I said it on Wednesday. You enter a plane, your seat is 45B. Yeah? Left you, you wanted them to open back door, so you just enter and sit down. But fortunately, you have to enter 44. Why are you walking through business class? And I say, that's it. It's Yahoo, huh? Yahoo. 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 And you know, you see people, two friends are fighting on somebody else's success. And nothing can tell me that boy is doing Yahoo. That lady, she slept with all of the So people don't even know how to lie, and they will tell you, I know the man now. I even give him. I don't want to embarrass her. And they're lying. No, they cannot tell me. Small girl, big God. Oh, get on the small girl, big God. Yeah, I was sleeping around. Why? And you know, it's just to make them feel okay. You know, I told you on Wednesday, let me tell you, business class and economic class, they don't land together. See, I will not touch on the ground together. It's not true. You know, when plane wants to land, the way they will become disturbing in economy class, your seatbelt, touch it. In business class, they sleep to land. Is it good to fly business class? It is, oh. You know, I was my friends a couple years ago, right? And my wife is a very enjoyable person, as you can tell. So my wife said, she wants us to go on business class. Okay, I said, okay, that's fine. So one of the mornings we came to church, you know, so went to Thailand. I told her that I didn't want to start flying business class until when I can comfortably afford it and for my family. Right? She said, okay, no, this is just holiday. You've been stressing too much. Just stress. I flew it. I said, is this life? So a few weeks after, a friend was telling me, maybe the same time we go land. I said, oh, guys, not true. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. No, forget it. It's not true. And since that time too, self, me that don't even have anything in my pocket. You know, when you want to first start looking for flight, you first start from business class, then you come down. When you now see the business class is businessing, now you realize you have to step down. right? But I'm telling you for free, right? It's good to work to be able to afford those things. But there are times in your life when you can't afford it. Don't be ashamed of where you sit in the plane. Don't be ashamed. That morning, we flew from Qatar, right? And from, you know, you heard me say, from airport, I come to church. You think it's easy? If I put my leg in one place, where the two people beside me, the person in front of me, I don't even allow me to breathe. In that morning, I would never be able to say rejoice. But see, that morning, I walked in with church, my own eyes were open. I said, glory to God. It's where I slept, though. Are we together? Even that whole way, you'll be telling your neighbor, when is that? When is that? So, what's the use of your money in the play? So, please walk this way. You know, so tough. You now quickly wake up. Are they suffering? Are they suffering? You know, somebody in business class, when you first go in, they'll first give him juice or maybe a drink, right? They will hold the cup like this. And you two will now be trying to explain, okay? They are where they are. You are going to where you are. Right? Yeah? If you want to eat 4 times, 5 times, just press one button, they will come. Yeah? But if you are inside the economy, chicken or fish, I'll be easy. Chicken or fish. But you're not going to know what to ask. You're not going to want to respond. Don't give me anything. Right? But they will give you menu, 3-course meal, 4 options. Yeah? They say, before you even land, they say, do you want tea to land? Yes, it's different though. Right? But I'm saying, even if you're not there, right? Aim to get there. Right? And be proud of yourself. Some people, you see them online. They defy the business class. They'll disturb everybody online. Economic class, you just see them entering the plane. You don't know where they sit. And you just be proud of yourself. You just see them. We're taking off in another hour, but they are standing from outside. But once it's time for us, and this is where I'll be spending the next 6 hours of my life. You just say, oh, enjoyment. Right? Praise God forevermore. Just ensure that you take note of all those things. Right? I said always plan for your money. Sometimes when you can afford to run, try walking, okay? You get that? Yeah? Don't be in competition with anybody. Sometimes when you can afford to fly, run. Yeah? You know, it's better you keep all your cards behind and you're bringing them into life one after the other than bringing everything all of a sudden. Yeah? Sometimes live below your means. Live below your means. It's important sometimes. Sometimes you have to fly EasyJet. Fly EasyJet. You want to fly Spirit. You know Spirit. You don't know Spirit. You don't know Spirit. There's an airline called Spirit. Yeah? What's the name of this airline that the owner said if he wants to do a ticket for standing? No, it's not Spirit. It's not Spirit. It's one of Ryan or Easy. It's Ryan or Easy. Eh? Maybe it's Wizz Air. The CEO came out. He said, we're trying to build a plane where we want to take half of the seats away so that people can stand. I know what his assurance is. He said that he's sure that those flights will be quickly booked than all the many other flights. Is it not true? It's not London. We've been standing from Edinburgh Novotel there to Princess Street now. When we go for Magellan, is that now we should stand on that tram? Add 30 minutes to that 30 minutes we already did. You are in London. You just start. Then you now have to pay £1 to use toilet. Right? It's business strategy. You know, so ensure that you are not trying to show off what you don't have. Get together. Don't be showing off what you don't have. Don't be showing off what you don't have. Don't be silly with money. Say, I will not be silly. With money, don't spend money foolishly. Like I always say, money has legs, money has wings, oh. I hope you know. Yes, learn where can you invest and invest where. We saw it in the Bible, right? And quick scheme. Is that what we read on Wednesday? And people that try to use quick scheme method to get money, what happened? The money will easily what? Fly. But you build wealth over the years. The journey. I hope you know, part of the process is part of the journey. The process and the progress you are making is part of the journey. There are certain things you are going through today that it will make it easy for you to tell people a story about it tomorrow. All together, right? So enjoy the process. Don't deprive yourself of the enjoyment of the process right now because you are looking forward to a better life tomorrow. Everybody looks forward to a better life. Everybody and everybody in life. So Sarah is saying that, you know, you need to learn how to use Excel. Is that correct? When that details, right? PowerPoint. Yeah? If you're asked to do a PowerPoint in your office, what do? Don't just start the PowerPoint with a beginning slide. No. Don't just do that. Don't just do that. Have a front page, right? Give the theme or the topic you're dealing with. Write a name or write a date or write a version number, right? Then the first page, you can have like a table of contents, right? You can now go through that section one, section two, break it down. Use your eyes and align. You know, there's something called Control J, justify, or Microsoft. Justify your text. If you don't know how to, just say Control A, Control J, right? Justify, let it be aligned. Right? Don't use number for one. Say number one. After number one, the next number you're saying is number dots. Right? All those things matter a lot. Yeah? Learn how to use Excel. Amen? Learn how to use Excel. I told you, don't put number on Excel sheet and be opening a calculator and be doing 3.5.5 plus. Don't be doing like that. Yeah? You can write a formula. Right? That'll bring it up. If you don't know how to use Excel, I can tell you for free that you have every material you need online. Such that this time tomorrow, you will be a better Excel user. Everything is, I must say you should pay. So you are paying for unlimited internet, some of us. But we're not using it to build ourselves. You see the thing about AI. If you know how to ask your questions well, it will give you the right answer. You don't just go to YouTube, how to use Excel, no. Right? What do you want to do in Excel? You know, no matter how you describe it, it will give you something close to description. It's all part of life. Amen. Proverbs 18:9. Let's continue from where we stopped on Wednesday. That was a good recap. Proverbs 18:9. It says, he also that is slothful in his work is a brother to him that is a great what? Destroyer or waster. Does anybody have NLT there? Or GNT? NLT or GNT? NLT? NIV? Let's hear NIV. Proverbs 18. 9.
One who is slack is brother to one who destroys.
Is a brother to one who destroys. One who is slothful. Is that correct? Yeah? Does anybody have any other interesting translation? Proverbs 18:9. NLT, yes? A lazy person is as bad as someone who destroys. You know that laziness is a spirit. Laziness. Right? And your influence can make you lazy. Your sphere of influence, your relationships can make you lazy. Right? Yeah? You see, in life, life doesn't always give you what you deserve. A lot of times it's what you demand for. Yeah? Life doesn't always give you what you deserve. If it's based on what we deserve, a lot of us should not be where we are today. Right? But life gives you a lot of times what you demand. Right? So it means that there are certain things that you need to hold in your left hand as you are going through life. Yeah? Have you heard of something called street smart? You know street smart? You know a believer should be street smart. You know you should be able to go into a marketplace, for instance, and engage with the sellers, right? And you might not necessarily be looking at everything they are doing, even understand their language, but you just know. This is not discerning. You are just very smart enough to know that they are trying to dupe me here. Yeah? Look at what Luke 18 says. Luke 16. Matthew, Luke 16. Look at verse 1. And he said also unto his disciples, there was a certain rich man which had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. Verse 8 now says, and the Lord commended the unjust steward because he had done what? Wisely. That's street smart. For the children of the world are in their generation wiser than the children of life. Who has the NLT for that translation as well? NIV, let's see what NIV says, and let's say GNT as well. Luke 16:8.
The master commended this dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly, for the people of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own kind than are the people of the lives.
Who has GNT? Yes, go for it. Luke 16:8. Let's do GNT first. Maybe what?
For doing such a thing. Because people of this world, much handling their affairs, not be like.
Beautiful. That's getting closer to what I'm looking for. Who has anything that's to do with street smart there? Yeah? Please go ahead for it, yeah?
His master commended the unjust manager because he had acted shrewdly by preparing for his future unemployment. For the sons of the age, the non-believers are shrewder in relation to their own kind, that is the ways of the secular world, than are the sons of light.
Amplify. They say amplify is for women. Because they talk a lot, and Amplify talks a lot. Not they, as the Amplify talks a lot. So read it again. I want us to hear what says there. Sorry, can you just help with this?
And his master commended the unjust manager,
beautiful,
not for his misdeeds, but because he had acted shrewdly by preparing for his future unemployment. For the sons of this age, the non-believers, are shrewder in relation to their own kind, that is, to the ways of the secular world, than are the sons of light, the believers.
Thank you very much. It's clear. Do you see what that is communicating? Okay, is this CPT? Okay. TPT, right? That's the passion.
Yes.
Okay.
Even though his master was defrauded, when he found out about the shrewd way his manager had feathered his own nest, he congratulated the clever scoundrel for what he'd done to provide for his future. Jesus continued, remember this, the sons of darkness interact more wisely than the sons of light.
Beautiful. Same thing, right? Sister Steph, does that give you that transition? The street smart one? The message, right? Yes. Yeah. That's quite a lot. Now, that does not mean you're not going to be doing street smart does not mean, you know, someone asked me a question recently. I was having a call and he asked me, people have mind. He said, what's my view about people who lie about the companies that they've worked for or worked with and their roles in their CV, lie about their CV? In my mind, I first imagine, does this man know I'm a pastor? I said, okay, let's go about it. So I asked him to ask the question again. What does he? I did like I did not know what he was saying. So I understood. I asked him to ask again. I was doing that is asking to think. That's street smart. So I was trying to use his accent to think, how do I tackle this kind of question? And I gave him, I said, you see what? I don't have too many experiences of people who lie and get jobs, right? If they did it, I don't know. I always used to hear the testing more. But I told him my own example, right? So I was trying to explain that he just left Nigeria and a lot of times people want experience you've already had in the UK, right? And I gave him my example. I'd never worked in the UK. Right, my experience was within Nigeria, and I told you the example of how I got senior project manager role. Remember that example, right? That I eventually got a project manager role. And I told him, I said, but one thing you must understand is that there's a difference between packaging and lying. I said, in our world, people now treat packaging as lying, but packaging is not the same as lying. I give an example. What did you do? I moved this bag from chair A to chair B. It is packaging. I was totally responsible for the management of the sequential movement of the leather bag from point A through to point B, not forgetting point C to point D. What is that? Packaging. Do you understand? But you move the bag from point A to point B, right? You say, I move the bag and also the chair from point A to point T. That is lying. Hope it has helped all of you too. Packaging, I don't see it as lying. But a lot of people see packaging as an opportunity to lie. So when they say package your CV, you start writing things that they, a software you've never used before, you just pop it in. SQL proficient. SQL proficient. Power BI expert. You don't even know the logo of Power BI. You don't know the logo of Power BI. You say, well, that one is lying. Are we together? Right? So, but what the scripture is teaching about is how to ensure that there are things you need to engage this world with. Packaging is part of life. Amen? I hope you know how you dress is how you'll be addressed. Let me tell you something. When you go to a first, more often than not, take this as a tip. When you're asked to come for an interview physically, don't dress shabbily. Even if they tell you to dress down. Don't dress shabbily. If you can, wear corporate or something business smart or business casual. Don't just get down, wear slippers there. As you're even walking, the slippers leave your leg. You say, sorry. I've seen things in this my life. Sorry, let me just pick it. Sorry, that's my slippers. It just, that is the life to leave my leg. Do you know you can go to a place, right, and you're not really prepared. You don't even know the experience for the job. But they already see you as someone who can project a positive image for our company. Even when you're doing interview online, Teams, don't just wear round neck that has turned to spare. You know, when you're round neck, you wash. The thread is already losing. You just wear it on top. You not change your background. Hello, good afternoon. They look at those things. You know, sometimes you can do an interview and I'll share some of the videos with you, some of the things I do. Yeah? You can go, want to do an interview with a company and design a background with their company logo. Okay, you see? Because you have job. You have where it's feeding you. That's why. Let the thing get you to your neck. What the thing, when life sits me down, then the poverty is sad. You know what they say, poor? You know the meaning of poor? Seeing over opportunities repeatedly. You see, he's an look at you, are laughing. He's just not doing your CV now. We do your CV. But what am I saying? I'm saying you can be now. Obviously, doing a logo for your interviews might be excessive, definitely. Do you understand? But I'm trying to say, it's still because you have a job, okay? When you don't have a job, you know that you need to do a logo, right? What I'm trying to say is that just be very intentional. You can't be going for a company interview and not know about the company. Some of us go for an interview, don't know the name of the company. Is it Capital or Capital? Even the job position that you apply for, you don't even know. Like, you just have five different CVs. Just throw it into the market, Just say correlation. They didn't tell you the role you now decided to go for. You go there prepared as a business analyst. And they say, tell me a time when your project slipped. So give me a second, let me take some notes. Right? All these things are part of life. There are websites that guide you on how to do interviews. Yeah? There are websites that guide you on how to do your CV. You know, sometimes it's worth it paying for a professional company, not professional person. Not people who are trying to look for how to feed and just doing CV up and down. No. Yeah? I'm talking companies that are well established. Pay them some money to help you work on your CV. Yeah? You can't be using your CV, say, on the fifth floor, 11. No. Just your location and your postcode is okay, or even your location and your country is okay, right? Your LinkedIn, learn how to use hyperlink on your LinkedIn. It makes it look push. How can you put your CV http://http://linkedin.com/? And now it's too long. Cut your number, put it well, arrange it properly. Have a first liner, for instance, that will show your name. Someone sent CV to me, the name of the person was not there. Your name is not on the CV, so what am I supposed to do with this information? You need professional summary. Even if it's three lines, everybody's result driven. Everybody's result driven in our world. Solution oriented. Everybody. Yeah. over 20 years of experience. Over 2 decades of you had when you were working for your mother in a shop. You had them together. But yeah, but it's not experience. Yeah, but always learn how to pack it. Have a professional summary in your CV, right? Write a few things about yourself. Then go towards your experience. You know, I've realized that how CVs are viewed in the UK is not the same way in the US. In the UK, for instance, let's say Nigeria, for instance, Africa, more often than not in Nigeria, they are after the school you went to. Here, they don't send your school as much as your experience. So your school should come below. I'm giving you people a free tip for this thing. They pay people for this thing, you know. But that's at least you're teaching the guy and modify your CV. Hallelujah. What we are learning, right? Yeah. So there's the part of prayer. There's the part of being street smart, right? You need to know how to get around life, right? Yeah. Have a little knowledge here. Have a little knowledge there. Then have your focus. Have your focus. There are some courses you study under in your undergrad. You know it's not really banned in the UK. Start looking for how to get certification. What did you study? What course has to do with politics again? Political science. No, now. Okay, let's assume you want to do political science. Go and apply to Prime Minister's office. But you study political science, you've not even tailored your CV away from political science. You're now applying to PM, not even PM, lead PM. Senior BA. You know, a lot of times, you just need an opportunity to get into the company, right? And you will build strength over the years. I hope you know that. Yeah? You just need that. Just need one company to trust you. I want to just get into the company. You just have like 2-3 hours of a day every day building yourself. How do you use Jira? How do you close tickets? How do you use my robot? How do you, you know, all those things are things that you just do, but you just need to ensure that at least they can see you. You know, there's something called ATS that reviews your CV. There are specific words. Can you be applying for PM role, not in project in your CV? There are specific words that those ATS systems will be able to sieve out, and eventually you will find out that your CV is not picked. So that's why you see sometimes companies are faster to do, unfortunately, now. You know why? Because it's auto. They just know what CV should not be looked at. All together. Okay? So ensure you build those things. Look at Paul. Paul, for instance, was somebody who developed himself. Paul went to Corinth, right? And the first thing he did was to find that himself, to attach himself to who? To who? Fellow what? Ten because what are the names? Priscilla and Aquila, right? So Paul went to a city. The first thing he was looking for is, how can my career be relevant here? Mind you, his focus was not career, his focus was ministry. But to feed himself, he needed something to use to earn money. So his choice of the family he stayed with were people who were close with him on his what? Career journey. How together? One other thing you need to do, you need to do for yourself is set goals for yourself. Set goals. You should have yearly goals. Some of you, your year is going already. You don't even know what you're planning to achieve in December. No, set goals. What do you want to do this year? I want to get one certification. Even if it's as basic as I want to learn how to swim. They are all goals. Let something be driving you every day. I want to finish reading my Bible. Some of you, I want to finish reading my Bible this year. We are in August. You are still in Genesis 12. Genesis chapter 12. Okay? Don't worry. I know, let me tell you something. Every time you remember you failed at a goal, that next moment, try and pick it up again. Some of us like to wait for fresh starts. You know what fresh start is? I'll start beginning of the month, so it is fresh. I will start at the beginning of next week. It doesn't have to be beginning, you can start now. When I was growing up, one of my favorite quotes used to be, the best time to plant a seed was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Did you hear that? The best time to plant a seed was 20 years ago. The second best time is now. Build yourself. Right? So it's supernatural and the natural. Yeah, what's the opposite of faith? Unbelief. Yeah? What's the opposite of faith? Unbelief, not thinking. Let's look at Joseph's life as we close today. Genesis 39. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to what? Prosper. Verse 4, let's read together, 1, 2, 3, go. Joseph found grace in the sight, and he served him, and he made him overseers over his house, and all that he had, he put into his what? His hand. Do you think there was something the man saw about Joseph? The question is, what can someone see you at a, see about you at a gaze? Can someone look at you and say, oh, I feel like, I think like, I see that you, you know, some people look at me, and one of the things they say is I'm very coordinated. Are we together? Yeah? My mid-year review that I had at work, some of the reviews that are consistent across bad was, I never look tensed under pressure. It's a skill you learn. It's not by just saying, I work well under pressure. You see, now you see pressure, you are bowing down. It's a skill you have. And I think for me, maybe because I've just allowed God's word to get the best of my heart. I remember there's a lady, I don't know call her name, there's one of my colleagues, right? Business change manager. You know, and a project was trying to slip away, right? And I'll go to the meeting, I'll put on my camera, right? And I'll be very calm. Oh, yes, we have to do this by this date. But she will say, no, you can't. I'm the project manager here, right? Yeah? So you can't really just be talking and just be saying, I'm the one with the plan, right? Now, calm. Eventually, she gave me feedback, said, how I'm able to stay calm under pressure is something that's a plus for me. Yeah? But let me tell you, it has come with over the years intentionality. Build all those stamina. So there's something they saw about Joseph, right? There's something they just saw. They say like, you know, a director was asking me a question a few weeks ago at work and said, do I have capacity to take up another project, right? And I said, yes. You know why? As it stands right now, because of, let me tell you something about what I've done over the years. Because of the skills I've built over the years, what takes an average project manager, right, 3 days to build, I sit down and do it in 3 hours. I'm not joking with you. Yeah? There was a task I did a few weeks ago that had to do with a plan, a Microsoft project plan, detailed plan with timelines, durations, resources, names, and everything. And I had to also do a PowerPoint presentation to an external client. Right? And in one day, I did everything. Right? But because I was trying to impress the guy, you know, it's part of street smart now when you want to impress your boss sometimes. But I hope you know it's those that are impressed that actually keep growing in career. You see, when there's something called wasabi. Do you know those are the ones that get promoted easily? You might not like them, but their bosses like them. Yeah? For those of us who work from home, if you know somebody that always likes their camera to be on when you're having a meeting, put on your camera. Someone said something to me recently, and she went into a private meeting. The senior director was on the call, right? And she said, and the senior director kept asking her, put on your camera. I said, no, I don't want to put on my camera. So when, you know, when they're relating that kind of message to you, I'm trying to say, I show them. So I didn't put on my camera. And the lady said, I'm not going to kick off this meeting until you put on your camera. I said, they're not going to have a meeting. I said, what does it cost you to say, oh, I'm not well dressed? Can you give me a minute or two? Let me put on something. It's simple. Some of us, you join a call, right? You are only one person. Especially people on the camera, look at the screen. You just put your image. You'll be talking with your deep voice under. We'll be able to complete it by next week. All those things, they matter. All those things, they matter. What are you paid for? You are paid to put on your camera, ma. You are paid to be present in your meeting. More often than not, you know what I found out about camera putting on? Right? That's why for our middle service going forward, your camera must be on. None of you, nobody use me at cook beans again. I've passed that generation. Yes, Pastor. You are there. Pastor. It's now me and you again. We are an AI generation. Say AI. I'll be looking at all of you on the screen. Yeah, because more often than once your camera is on, even if you don't plan to be present in that meeting, a part of you is more present than when it's only your audio. That's the truth. So there's something about Joseph. right? And he saw it and brought him into the house. So it means that there are certain things you can do, certain things you can build on. It's not only Bible you should read. Are we together? You know, it's not a community. It's not that you say it's not the Bible that you read. You're not starting to read everything except the Bible. What is the most important priority for you? The Word of God, the Bible, your prayer time, your devotion. Nothing else takes my ministry time. My calendar has a record of my evangelism and my prayer time. My calendar has it. I'm talking about my work calendar. Right? Yeah? My time is blocked. But one of the things I can do is I can leave it open for other people to see it. If you want to book a meeting there, it's my work. That's work time, right? It means that I will pick your meeting, right, and shift my prayer. Did you get that? That's wisdom. Your manager cannot say, I want to pray with you at 12 o'clock. It's your prayer time. You're not saying, no, I'm praying. Yeah, you can also, you can say, oh, I have an activity. I have some, or you just block your calendar. Yeah? Some very rude people, they will, do you block calendar, they will still put meeting on top. Yeah? I'm learning how to cancel it. Client. Yeah? I use my internet, I use my data to block a time in my calendar. Oh, I saw that I was free from morning to 12. Oh. Is that exact 12? Because people that like to book meeting at break time. You know, in your teams, you can do break time for 1 hour and, you know, change the color. Right? But there are some times where you know that, eventually even know that, even though you have a break. But the person who is asking for it, you can sacrifice something. Right? Everything will not always go at your... at your pace, right? So there's something about Joseph that he knew. If you go to chapter 41, quickly, 41 verse 1. Ah, it's a long read. You say the story of 41. Let's read verse 1 all the way through, right? 1, 2, 3, go. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. Jump to verse 7. And 17 ears devote the 7 rank of 4 ears, right? And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. Verse 8, let's read together. 1, 2, 3, go. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof, and Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servant and put me in a ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. Verse 11, I will dream a dream in one night, and I and he will dream each man according to his interpretation of his dream. And there was this what? Young man, a Hebrew servant to the captain. What happened? Something else he had done helped him. You know, there are certain things you will do that will make people that matter talk about you in rooms that you will never enter. Did you hear what I just said? There are certain things you will do, certain traits you will show that will make men that matter talk about you in rooms you can never enter. You know, in this life, it just requires one person to just say, ah, I know that man is reliable, is dependable. Yeah? Let me tell you, dear saints, it is not in any way wise for you to not be a person that keeps to time. Please write this in your notes. You are not a wise person. I heard somebody saying the other day, saying everybody that always keeps the time doesn't have things that they are doing in life. You are not a wise person to think that you should not keep the time. Maybe this is why I'll just end this teaching today so I don't read Genesis chapter 41 today. All right? Timing is very important. Let me tell you, there's none of you here who have come to visit you, none of you. That if I tell you I'll be in your house at 4 or at 3, that I'm there a minute late. None of you. None of you. If you have a ring bell in your camera, in your house, bruh, you have ring doorbell, go and check it. None of you. It's not possible. I don't know how to keep late. I feel like it is part of respect for the person I'm going to see. It's part of honor for me. It's part of honor for you. It's part of respect for you. Right? Learn to keep to time. And if you are running late for circumstances that are beyond your control, learn to communicate. Are we here? Yeah? Some of you join your meetings late at work. You don't even apologize. Yeah. You're joining 3 minutes after the... Yeah, hello. Honor says you put a meeting for 12 o'clock. You are too, even if it's 1 minute late, I'm so sorry for joining late. My sincere apologies for joining late. I got carried away. My network phone, my laptop. There should be a reason, I understand. But value, A sign that you respect and honor people is that you value their time. Yeah, if I'm to be at your house for instance at 2 o'clock or at 1 o'clock and I'm running late, I will notify you early and tell you, oh, I'm sleeping late or I'm running late. Or for instance, if I give, maybe I'll give you a window. I can tell you I'll be at your house between 6 o'clock and 6:15. It's impossible for me to be there at 6:16. It's impossible. So I don't have that record yet. But I'm saying even if there's a day that it happens, I will communicate to you. Yeah, and I also have that responsibility for every people I lead. You know, I came to church late last week, was that not correct? Did I apologize to all of you? That's my honor I have for you. I was 5 minutes away from church. I was going to be at church at maybe 9:11 or 9:12 last week. And at 9:11, I saw that we forgot the camera badge because I took it home to go and adjust some things the week before. And I drove all the way back home, 30 minutes drive back here. And I came here around 10 minutes to 10. Do you know, as a pastor, I could have, if I did not say anything, you cannot beat me. You know now, if I walked into church that day and I did not say anything, you can't beat me. Abi, you will beat me. Let me run to the one beating. You cannot question me. You know, you can't say, pastor, you came late today. You can't try it. But because I honor you, what's the first thing I did before teaching? I apologize to the church. That is the honor I have for you. Yesterday, we're running late. I was leaving the house to come for Love Feast. But as CJ called me and said that, oh, some people need to be picked. Right? I would have been here. We had the Love Feast before 12. I said, but CJ, some people need to be picked. There are people that want to come for a Love Feast, but there's no car to carry to pick them. I said, okay, change my day. And I branched there. And the first thing I did was, who is accountable for the Love Feast, Sister Vim? We started calling Sister Vim. They will not call you. They will not speak to you eventually. If I appear there at 12:10, will you beat me, ma? She's the one coordinating it. And I said, Sister Steph, we started calling her from around 11:55 something. Say, Sister Vim, because there was a major traffic at this runabout because of friends. And I was the one that gave the announcement that said people should leave the house early. And I did. But I had to go somewhere to go and pick people, right? And I had to wait for them. So that's not my fault. I could have said, let her come and ask me now. And she will know who is the senior pastor. It's not necessary. Right? If you are asking, if you are anywhere you are going to learn that culture of keeping time, people that are responsible that keep to time. If you are running late, communicate to the person that goes for you. Me, one of the first major fights my wife and I had was time. I can never forget. It was at Cosmo. Me, I was, then I didn't used to, I'm talking about this 2018, October 2018, or thereabout 2018 or 2019. And I used bus to go from a road watching the bus. So, jump bus, got to the place. I stood at the entrance. Because you know me, I didn't want to go into Cosmo and go and sit down and start, you know, admiring the food. I waited for outside. After I stayed there 15 minutes, she now came and said, oh, I'm just wrapping up my makeup at home. The way the thing boiling me, she said, you are just wrapping up your makeup at home. Sorry, baby, I'll take a cab. What's my business at your cab? From that day, you know, this morning, when we come to church, I was still telling her, because she knows me, I was still telling her, see, she likes to wake up around 6:30 for church. And I've calculated her timing for dressing up. I said, you know, you can still sleep extra for 5 minutes and you will not be late. I said, no, I don't want to go late, though. I'm better you are that way in my house. Let someone come and say, walk on the eggshell. Walk on the eggshell. Which one? On the eggshell together. Why should I leave the house late for church? Why? Even if I have 4 children. Why? Why? My daughter can never, it's not possible. You know what happened last week? I was driving to church. I was driving to church when I found out I forgot the bag at home. I was driving back home. When we were about approaching home, guess what my wife said? Bless her heart. Bless you. I love you, you know. He said, Naomi Poo. She wants to quickly change her. Me. You want to change Naomi? When souls are waiting for me here? I said, you know, you can't do that. I jumped into the house, took the bag, got into the car, and I drove it. Did Naomi die? Is it not 1 week after? No, I didn't want Naomi to feel uncomfortable. Is it not 1 week? Is it not past now? So I will be driving. I'll quickly change her. It's 10 minutes, so quickly. I say it's quickly. 10 minutes, you go to her room, you go upstairs, you remove her stuff, you remove her, 2 minutes before we leave. I said, but I trust you know it's not possible. Yeah, it's not possible. So learn to manage your time effectively and learn to respect other people's time. If you're coming to my house, for instance, to grace me, I'm meeting up with you, so it's even more honorable when I didn't know someone who you're supposed to look up to, maybe someone who is your pastor or even someone who's an elder to you. And you just, can we say we are meeting at 3 o'clock, 3:30, you just jump inside with your canvas. What is that? You don't have home training? You just jump inside and say, TV stop. No! It shows you don't honor people. And that's the same way it applies to church as well. Right? What time is church? Church is 10 o'clock. When should you be in church? Before 10 o'clock. Right? What should you do to make yourself come before 10 o'clock? You what? You wake up earlier than normal. Are we together? Church is once a week. Is that correct? Sunday, maximum Wednesday. What does it cost you? You know, if it's a weekday, you can say maybe your boss kept you busy. But Sunday morning, which boss kept you busy? Yes, isn't. You know, there are people in this church, right, that I know that if I'm going to use both of you as an example, right? I know that anywhere I am in this world, on a Sunday morning, if I come to church, no matter what it is, they will be in church. You know, someone was talking about her a few weeks. This is my sister, right? Someone was talking about her a few weeks ago. I was saying that one day she was coming to church with her, right? And the bus was delayed by 1 minute. So it's like, wow, I'm going to get late to church today. I said, that's the attitude of someone that I want people to know is my disciple. Not a bus come, bus go, everybody remain, everybody continue. Is that? Bus come, bus go, but everybody just remain. I know anywhere I am. If I know, they were not living together, I mean, obviously, until last month when they got married, right? So they were coming from two different places. But they knew enough to say, I can say for the last 1 year plus, if nobody is in church, right? More often than not, yeah, I will see Sister Esther, I will see Brother Ebuka. If I look back and I say, what is happening? I will see Brother CJ, I will see Sister Bukola. I'm calling names today. So, I can be coming from somewhere and I'm running late. And I'll say, so when we're coming last week and I forgot the box, the first thing I said, Sister Steps, to do is, I say, if nobody is in church, Sister Esther must be in church. Brother Ebuka must be in church. She's a leader. I said, call Sister Esther for me. And I gave instructions. Isn't that correct? Yeah? That is how you should be known. No excuse. And that mindset is what a lot of times we also take into our workplace. Yeah, if you have a meeting for 11 o'clock, be on your desk by at least 2 minutes to 11. Right? So you can just click and what? Join. Are we here? Are we here? Please honor people's time. Yeah? And for those of us who are married, yeah, who say it is the partner that is making us delayed, yeah, try and work on yourself and be better. How can you want to be in church by 9:15? 8:30, you are snoring. Why are you snoring? Why are you snoring? 8:30. No, you should plan yourself ahead. Amen? There's no way that I'm not known for. Let me tell you, I went to another church. I went to, I'm going to call the name, Grace Place, Pastor Seku and Pastor Olati. Do you know? During the break of the session, Pastor Lati walked up to me with Pastor Seko, right? And she said when they were driving to church, she told her husband that if nobody is in church, Pastor Joshua and Sister Steph will be in church. I'm not a member of their church. They have members of their church. She said, I know if nobody is in church, Pastor Joshua and Sister Steph will be in church. That's a good reputation. That's how I attend every meeting. So for them to make that conclusion, they've seen me attend. They have nothing more than 3 meetings in a year. So if I attend their services in a year, let's say worst case scenario, 4 or 5 times in a year, and they've noticed for the past 5 years, for instance, 5 times in a year, that if there's any meeting that I will be there, I must be the first to be there. Not that. They say, if you're doing praise and worship, Jerry, let's just sit down and this is and just no. If you don't honor people, at least honor yourself. Be time conscious.